Morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Let me share a passage with you. You know, I was searching and praying for something to share today, and my grandpa's name was Jeremiah, a strong man who lived in his life to the best of his ability for the Lord and for the things he felt were best in this world. But his name was Jeremiah, and so I came across this passage in Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So let's look at this passage more closely. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. This is where it all starts. Blessed is the person that lives in a continual obedience to God. That implies that they are relying upon him and not upon themselves, and that every blessing he wants for his body and soul comes from that source, from God, whether it be for himself or others who are dependent upon him and whose hope is in the Lord. What does it mean then by whose hope is in the Lord? Well, I believe that means those who make the Lord's favor or desire for their life, the good the Lord hopes for them, and all the power he has, their own. In other words, they look at what God's trying to do, and they embrace it, and they seek it, they want to understand it, and they want to apply it to their lives. How? By trusting in the Lord every day in every situation. You cannot pick and choose. You've got to live every moment of every day in trust in him. This implies that we seek to walk closely with him, and not departing from him in our heart, mind, or soul. He states, whose confidence is in him. I have no question God is capable, wanting, desiring, loving, and compassionate toward us. He wants to bless us. Whose confidence in Jesus Christ, our Lord, is strong. That's what he wants us to have. For it's a natural, almost, it's naturally impossible for anyone to relax in their confidence in any other person or thing without a consciousness of himself. In other words, we tend to put ourselves in place of him so many times. I'm capable. I can do this. It's on my own. I got this. We tend to take it upon ourselves to accomplish what needs to be done by him, and we try to do it humanly, and it almost always fails. And that weakens our confidence in God when we try to do it ourselves. But when we finally get to the place where we trust in God completely, then we find what we all need, everything necessary for life. Comfort, peace, strength, and a place to rest. They'll be like a tree planted by the water who sends out roots by the stream. Can you just envision that? This tree's planted by the bank and the roots go out and find the water and nourishment it needs from the stream. It does not fear when heat comes because the water's right there. Its leaves are always green. You see, it's implying that if we tap into God's strength, the power of God, the Holy Spirit, and just let that nourish us, the living water that flows from him to us, our leaves are always green. We will not go through as many deep valleys as we have in the past. As a part of this confidence, we discover something else we want and need. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit, according to one translation. He will be prosperous, those who trust this way, prosperous and successful in everything they undertake. In this passage, it states, he may be compared to a tree planted in fertile soil on the bank of a river to which extends its roots, and from it, it derives abundance of sap and nourishment. In that place, he says, we will bear fruit and be productive. We will discover we are blessed. Yes, we are a blessed people because of what the Lord has done and is doing. I've stated that many times, and I'll continue to say that we are a blessed people. Not saying we don't go through struggles or trials. We will, because we live in this world. I'm saying that we are blessed because we trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And what's he promise? He will make our path straight. So I say we are blessed people because we are. We are blessed by God if we will only let him lead and do what he desires to do within our lives. Psalm 1:3 in the New Living Translation says it this way. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Let that soak in for just a moment. Because of where we are right now in this world and what's going on around us, we should be near to the heart of God. And if we're in that place where He puts us or wants us to be, we are going to receive the water of life we need, and we will bear fruit. Not we might or we could. It says in this new translation, it says we will bear fruit each season. We are promised life and strength and prosperity in all we do. A blessed people. Now, we're going to go through some struggles. We're going to go through some trials. But let me just pose a thought. Has God ever failed in anything that He's done? No. He has never failed. He's gone through the trials with us. But in the end, He rises to the top. He chooses to bless His people. We are blessed. Prayer thoughts for today. Scott Rooney, pending surgery. Linda Dobbins, still battling some double vision and things. Christina Meal has a relative who's near or passing. She's on hospice. Let's lift her family up in prayer. And also her pending surgery. Possibly more news about that coming in the next couple, or next week sometime. George Myers' brothers needs our prayer. Julie Kasandi's mother started eating again in Kenya. So we're praying that maybe she'll gain some strength. Alyssa's friend, our friend's nephew, Joel, was mountain climbing in the sisters, on sister, is gone, and they don't know where to find that individual. Let's just be praying for the family during a very tough time. Gail Linden's dizziness. Kim Zanzano's got a cousin, Lauren, who's got a nerve disorder, needs our prayers. Her brother, Randy, in a living situation, let's just lift him up. Our nation, our churches, our families. Just spend a few moments in prayer. Lift up your heart to God and let Him minister to you. We are blessed. And maybe ask Him to open our eyes so we see the blessing more clearly in our own lives. God bless you and have a great day.